Okay, our phones, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're practically glued to them.
Pretty much.
It's crazy how we use them for everything.
Yeah.
Connecting with people, working, managing our money, everything.
It's like they're part of us.
But that's kind of the scary part too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Our phones are like treasure chests of data.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that means?
Makes them a target.
Big time.
Big time.
So today, we're diving into the world of mobile security.
All right.
And we're focusing on this company called iVerify.
Okay.
They're doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I've been looking into them.
Fighting against something
Like,
called
what is it?
mercenary spyware.
Mercenary spyware.
Sounds intense, right?
It does.
It's not just a catchy name, though.
No.
This stuff is serious business. We're
Oh,
talking about software, right?
right.
It's designed to get into your phone
And then,
and just take your data.
the worst.
And it often has, like, backing from governments.
Seriously.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep.
So I verify
Yeah.
they're going up against this.
Head on.
Wow.
We've got a ton of their research here.
Oh, cool.
Press releases, news articles. We're
Nice.
going full geek today.
Love it.
But what's really interesting about iVerify,
What's the back?
it's not just about the tech.
Yeah.
It's about a whole philosophy.
Ray.
They believe that
Yeah.
everyone deserves strong mobile security.
That makes sense.
But without sacrificing their privacy,
Right.
that's a tough
Yeah,
balance.
how do they even?
Right.
Yeah.
So who are these guys, the
What?
people behind iVerify?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Rocky Cole,
Okay.
former NSA analyst.
Whoa, ex-NSA.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's Dan Guido,
All right.
CEO of Trail of Bits.
Trail of Bits.
That
Well,
cybersecurity firm.
yeah, they're like the
The
best.
best.
Yeah.
So these guys, they know their stuff.
That's right.
This wasn't just some like side project for them.
No, I doubt it.
This was
Yeah.
serious. iVerify actually came out of
Great.
Trail of Bits, your
Really?
own internal security needs.
Because they needed this too.
Yeah, even these like top security pros,
Wow.
they saw a gap.
There's something missing.
Yeah, in mobile protection.
That's kind of scary, honestly.
Yeah, if they needed it, that
Right.
tells you something
Yeah.
about how big this threat is.
Definitely.
And they've got some big names backing them too.
Investors.
Yeah, investors.
Yeah. Okay.
iVerify got $4 million
Whoa, 4 million.
in seed funding
That's huge.
with companies like Mischief Ventures
Okay.
and Mantis Venture Capital.
Those are big names.
They're serious players.
So this is not a small thing.
No, they're onto something big.
All right, so what do they actually offer?
Okay, so they've got different solutions.
Okay.
Like there's one for regular people like me,
Right.
and then there's one for like bigger organizations,
Gotcha.
companies and stuff.
Makes sense.
So they have this consumer app.
Okay.
It works on iOS and Android,
Both.
both.
That's good.
And it's super easy to use.
Like, how easy?
It scans for that mercenary spyware,
Okay, that's good.
checks for like outdated software.
Oh, right.
And it even helps you
Helps you how?
with your settings.
Security
Yeah,
settings.
make sure everything's secure.
Oh, wow, that's helpful.
So even if you're like not a tech person,
Right, because some of this stuff
all
is
right, you could
complicated.
still protect yourself.
That's really good.
And it's just $1 a month.
$1 a month.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
For all the features.
Really?
Unlimited scans. That's
Wow.
peace of mind for like
Less than a coffee?
way less than a coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about
The what?
the enterprise solution?
Oh, right, for companies.
Yeah, for companies.
So what makes that different?
From other like mobile security options.
Right, there's a bunch out there.
Yes, so most of them, you know,
Yeah.
they make you install this management profile
Okay.
on your employees' devices.
So the company can.
Yeah, so they have a lot of control,
Oh, I see.
which, you know, can feel kind of intrusive.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
But iVerify, they do it differently.
How so?
They give you all that security
Yeah.
through their platform, but they don't need that level of access.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they balance protection and privacy.
They respect your privacy,
Exactly.
even at work.
Which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely right.
Okay, now let's talk about some of the threats
Okay.
that iVerify has actually uncovered.
Right.
One that really caught my eye
Which one?
was this vulnerability
Oh, vulnerability.
they found on Google Pixel phones.
Google Pixel.
Yeah. So
Interesting.
they found this pre-installed app. Yeah,
Pre-install.
it's called Showcase.app.
Okay, showcase.app.
And this thing had way too much access to the system.
Too much access.
Yeah.
How is that even?
It was developed by this company,
Okay.
Smith Micro,
I've heard of them.
for Verizon demo phones.
Demo phones.
Yeah.
How did it?
Somehow it ended up
Yeah.
on millions of devices.
Millions.
And it could be exploited for like some really bad attacks.
What?
Hackers could intercept your data.
Viciously.
Inject malicious code.
What does that even mean?
It's bad.
Okay.
They could even install spyware.
Oh, wow.
And you wouldn't even know.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like a theoretical risk.
No, this was a real problem.
Yeah.
Palantir Technologies.
I know them.
Huge cybersecurity company.
Yeah. They're the giants.
They decided to ditch Android entirely.
No way.
Because of this vulnerability.
They're switching to Apple.
Yeah, in the next few years.
That's a huge statement.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, if Palantir is worried,
right,
then everyone should be.
It shows you how serious this is.
It's not just about convenience anymore.
No, security matters.
A lot.
And what's even more unsettling,
what,
is that Google hadn't patched it.
They hadn't.
When iVerify found it.
So it was just sitting there.
Yeah, and you couldn't even uninstall it.
You couldn't uninstall it.
Oh, you were stuck with it.
That's so messed up.
iVerify told Google about it.
Responsibly disclosed.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But the fact that there wasn't, like, a quick fix.
Right.
And you couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah.
That raises some questions.
Big questions.
Yeah, about, like, why is this app even there?
Right. Like, why is this pre-installed?
And why didn't Google fix it faster?
It makes you wonder.
Right. It shows that even big companies.
Google, I mean, come on.
Yeah, they can mess up.
And the consequences.
It can be huge.
Yeah, yeah.
But iVerify, they don't just find vulnerabilities.
No.
They also do a lot of research on spyware.
Like what?
Like Pegasus?
Pegasus.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
I think so.
It's one of the most notorious ones.
Oh, right.
It's developed by this company.
Okay.
NSO Group.
NSO Group.
They're based in Israel.
Okay.
And they only sell it to governments.
Only government.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
And the scary part is.
What's that?
Some of these governments.
Yeah.
They don't have the best human rights records.
That's concerning.
Yeah. It's a big ethical dilemma.
For sure.
So governments are using this.
To target people.
Yeah. Their own citizens.
Wow. Who do they usually go after?
Journalists.
Makes sense.
Activists.
Of course.
Political opponents.
Right. Anyone they see as a threat.
Yeah. Or even just. Like,
what?
Business leaders, anyone they want to keep tabs on.
That's messed up.
And the way Pegasus works,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Tell me.
You can infect iPhones.
iPhones too.
Yeah.
I thought they were supposed to be secure.
With just an iMessage.
An iMessage.
You don't even have to click anything.
You're kidding.
Nope.
So you just get a message and that's it. You're infected.
That's it.
That is terrifying.
Some scary stuff.
So what did iVerify find?
They found new Pegasus samples.
New ones.
Yeah, meaning it's still active.
Still out there.
And what's worse, what?
It seems like it's targeting
more people than before.
So it's not just.
It's not just high-profile people anymore.
Like regular people.
Yeah, everyday people.
Oh, wow.
So even if you're not
a
journalist or an activist,
mm-hmm,
you could still be a target.
So this isn't just like a spy movie
thing. No, this is real life.
That's pretty unsettling.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning.
Really?
We've only scratched the surface.
Okay, so we're going deeper.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. You've got a lot more to talk about.
I'm all ears.
When we come back,
yeah,
we'll get into why this should matter to you.
Even if I'm not a target.
Even if you think you're not a target.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Because, trust me,
mm-hmm,
this affects everyone.
Can't wait to hear more.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Back at it.
So before the break, mm-hmm, we were talking about
spyware and stuff.
Yeah, some pretty heavy stuff.
Vulnerable phones. It's a lot.
Makes you think.
And I'm sure some people are thinking,
like, does this even apply to me?
Exactly.
Right.
Am I really a target?
If you're not like some big journalist or CEO.
Yeah, most of us.
Probably don't.
We don't see ourselves as
a target.
Yeah, like spyware targets.
It's like something you see in movies.
Exactly. Not real life.
But that's kind of where things get interesting.
Oh.
Because we tend to think of mobile security as like an important people problem.
Right. Like you got to be somebody.
Yeah. But the truth is.
The truth is.
Spyware is becoming.
Becoming what?
More common.
Oh, great.
More sophisticated.
Even more.
And it's accessible.
Accessible to.
Nor people.
Not just governments.
Not just governments anymore.
Oh, so who else?
We're talking criminal organizations.
Okay.
Even just individuals.
Like regular people?
Yeah. If they have the technical skills.
Wow. That's.
Scary.
It is.
So it's not just about being a target, right? No.
It's about the value of your data.
Like in general.
In general.
Got it.
Even if you're not specifically on someone's radar.
Right.
Hackers, they could still be after your...
My passwords.
Yeah, your passwords, your contacts.
Well, my contacts list. That,
your financial info.
Bank stuff.
Anything they can use.
Like everything.
Think about it.
Okay.
Our phones are like extensions of our brains.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we've got everything on them.
Literally everything.
Banking apps, credit cards.
Yeah.
Social media,
mm-hmm.
health data.
It's all there.
And as we move towards, you know.
Towards what?
Mobile payments.
Yeah.
Digital IDs.
Oh, yeah. It's the future.
The stakes just get higher.
Right. It's more and more important. So
we lock our doors.
To our houses.
To protect our stuff.
Yeah.
But we forget about our digital stuff.
We don't lock our phones.
Yeah, it needs protection, too.
That's a good point.
And it's not even just about hackers.
It's not.
Think about all the data.
Yeah.
We just give away.
Give away. To who?
To apps, to services.
Oh, right. Like every day.
Every single day.
Location data.
Yeah.
Browsing history.
That's creepy.
Social media.
I know.
It's all being collected.
And what are they doing with it?
That's the question.
That is the question.
So this conversation, it's bigger than just spyware.
Bigger how?
It's about data privacy.
In general.
As a whole.
Okay.
How much are we sharing?
Too much, probably.
Who has our data?
Right. Like, who even has it?
What are they doing with it?
That's why companies like iVerify.
Yeah, they're important.
What are they doing?
They're raising awareness about all this.
Okay.
And they're giving us tools.
Tools to do what?
To take control of our own mobile security.
That's a good thing.
It's not about being paranoid.
No, no paranoid.
It's about being informed.
And making good choices.
Yeah, taking steps to protect yourself. Smart steps.
Like their app?
That dollar a month thing.
Yeah. You can scan for threats.
I remember.
Get security guides.
That's helpful.
Even if you don't use iVerify.
Right.
There are things you can do.
Like what?
Be careful what apps you download.
Okay, yeah.
Keep your software updated.
My phone is always telling me to update.
Do it.
Okay.
Use two-factor authentication.
Two-factor, that's the...
Yeah, with the codes.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes a big difference.
Little things can help.
And remember that Showcase app.
The Google one?
Yeah, it shows that.
It shows what?
Even devices themselves can have vulnerabilities.
So it's like
a constant battle.
Between who?
The good guys and the bad guys.
Right, like hackers and...
Yeah, and companies trying to stay ahead.
That makes sense.
That's why research is so important.
Research like...
Like what iVerify is doing.
They're looking for new stuff all the time.
Constantly uncovering new threats.
Staying ahead.
Analyzing the latest spyware.
Yeah, so we know what to look for.
So, looking ahead.
To the future.
Yeah, what does all this mean for mobile security?
Good question.
Are we heading towards...
Towards what?
A world where everyone is just...
Like, constantly watched?
Yeah. Monitored, tracked.
Kind of feels like that already.
That's a valid concern.
Definitely.
As technology gets better.
More powerful.
The potential for surveillance.
Yeah.
It just keeps growing.
It's scary.
But at the same time.
But at the same time.
There's more awareness now.
People are starting to realize.
Yeah, about these issues.
What issues?
Privacy, data collection.
Right.
People want more transparency.
And control.
Yeah, control over their data.
That makes sense.
It's like a tug of war.
A tug of war.
Yeah, between security and privacy.
I see.
We want to be safe.
From hackers and stuff.
But we also don't want to live in like.
A surveillance state.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
And it's not just about us, right?
Whoa.
Individuals.
Then who else?
It's about the balance of power.
Between
individuals.
Okay.
Companies.
Right.
And government.
Yes, all connected.
Like we saw with iVerify's enterprise solution.
The one for companies?
Yeah, you can have security without sacrificing privacy.
So it's possible.
It is.
That's good to know.
It's not all or nothing.
You can have both.
If we design things the right way.
The right way, meaning?
Respecting both sides.
Security and privacy.
Exactly.
It's about finding that balance.
That sweet spot.
Yeah.
And that brings in the ethics, right?
Ethics, how so?
Like how much surveillance is okay.
Right. Is there a line?
Where do we draw the line?
With data collection and stuff.
Yeah. What's acceptable?
Big questions.
These are questions for everyone to think about.
Not just tech people.
No. This affects society as a whole.
We all use these phones.
It's a complex issue.
No easy answers.
But the more we talk about it.
The more we understand.
The better decisions we can make.
That's the goal.
And that's what we're all about.
Here on the Deep Dive.
Exactly.
Giving you the knowledge.
Your tools.
To navigate this crazy world.
This digital world.
It changes so fast.
It does.
It's hard to keep up.
But knowledge is power.
That's true.
And when it comes to mobile security.
Yeah.
It can protect your privacy.
And your sanity.
It can give you peace of mind.
I need some of that.
We've covered a lot today.
We have.
From iVerify's like unique beginnings.
At Trail of Bits.
To their mission.
To make mobile threat hunting.
Accessible to everyone.
Not just the experts.
We've looked at how they're tackling this problem.
From both sides, right?
Yeah, with the consumer app.
For regular people.
And the enterprise solution.
For companies.
We've seen their research uncovering vulnerabilities.
Like that Google one.
And highlighting the spyware threat.
Pegasus is no joke.
But one of the biggest takeaways for me.
What's that?
Is that mobile security.
Yeah.
It's not just for VIPs anymore.
Not just for the important people.
It's for everyone.
Everyone with a phone.
Because our phones.
They're valuable.
They hold so much.
Way too much, probably.
And iVerify, they're giving us the tools to fight back.
Tools to protect ourselves.
Their consumer app.
That dollar a month, one.
It's a game changer.
It is.
You can scan for threats.
Easy to use.
Get those security guides.
So helpful.
But this raises some questions, right?
Like what?
We talked about how iVerify's enterprise solution protects employee privacy.
By not needing that management profile?
Yeah, but what does that mean for companies?
In the long run.
Yeah. Could this shift towards individual security actually give companies less power?
Less power too.
To monitor their employees.
That's interesting.
Where's the line?
The point what?
Employee privacy.
Okay.
And corporate security.
It's a tough one.
It is.
So in a world where...
Where everyone's focused on their own security, how do companies make sure their data's safe?
Without being too intrusive.
Right. It's a delicate balance.
For sure.
And it's something for all of you to think about.
Yeah. Everyone listening.
Because as technology keeps moving...
Getting more advanced.
These questions...
They're going to get even harder.
There are no easy answers.
That's true.
But like we've been saying...
Throughout this whole deep dive...
Being informed is the first step.
Knowing what's going on.
So... Go out there.
Explore. iVerify.
Check out their blog.
See what they're doing.
Maybe download their app.
That dollar a month one?
Yeah.
Try it out.
Or even, like, go down the rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole of...
Spyware.
Okay.
Government surveillance.
That's a deep one.
It's fascinating.
And kind of scary.
Yeah. But the more you know...
The better choices you can make.
Exactly.
So we got to stay informed.
We do.
It's not about being scared.
It's about being empowered.
Taking control.
We all have a role to play.
In this digital world.
In shaping the future of technology.
It's not just up to the tech companies.
And it starts with understanding the challenges.
And the possibilities.
So dive in, get curious, stay informed.
That's good advice.
That's what the deep dive is all about.
Until next time.
Stay safe out there.
Both in the real world.
And the digital one. We've spent this episode really digging into... mobile security.
With iVerify, yeah.
And I gotta say,
right.
It's been pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, some of this stuff.
Definitely makes you think twice.
For sure.
So we started with iVerify's story.
Right, how they came out of Trail of Bits.
Yeah, they were facing those threats themselves.
Even as security experts.
And they realized...
That everyone needed this.
This kind of protection.
So they made it their mission.
To make... mobile threat hunting.
Yeah.
Accessible to everybody.
Not just the techie people.
Exactly.
And they're actually doing it.
Yeah, they're not just talking about it.
Right, they've got the app.
For regular people.
And the enterprise solution.
For bigger organizations.
It's a two-pronged approach.
Exactly.
And their research is so important.
Yeah, like with that showcase app.
The Google Pixel one.
Highlighting those vulnerabilities.
It's a wake-up call.
For the industry.
Yeah, even the big companies.
They can make mistakes.
Those mistakes.
They can have serious consequences.
Like Palantir switching to Apple.
It's a big deal.
Definitely.
And then there's Pegasus.
The spyware.
That can infect you with just a message.
Just an iMessage.
It's terrifying.
It really is.
And iVerify's research shows.
It's not just going away.
No, it's still active.
And it's targeting more people.
Yeah, everyday people.
Not just VIPs anymore.
That's why iVerify's focus on individual security.
Yeah.
It's so crucial.
For giving us the power.
To protect ourselves.
With tools like their app.
Which is, let's face it, pretty amazing.
A dollar a month for that kind of protection.
It's a game changer.
But it also brings up these bigger questions.
About the future of mobile tech.
Right. Where do we go from here?
Like we talked about.
How iVerify's enterprise solution.
Prioritizes employee privacy.
Without sacrificing security.
But what does that mean for companies?
Do they have less control now?
It's a tricky situation.
Try and balance.
Security and privacy.
In the workplace?
It's a conversation we need to have.
As individuals, as a society.
Technology is constantly evolving.
And the challenges are evolving with it.
But ultimately,
we have a choice
in how we shape the future
of mobile technology.
And it starts with being informed.
Knowing the risks.
Understanding the possibility.
And taking action.
To protect ourselves.
And our privacy.
So that's it for this episode of The Deep Dive.
We covered a lot.
We explored iVerify.
Their mission, their research.
The threats we face.
And the tools we have.
To fight back.
It's been a journey.
But remember,
knowledge is power.
And in this digital world,
it's more important than ever.
So stay curious, stay informed.
And stay safe out there.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.